Now notice he says something else here in verse 16 that we need to remember. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold. Now the fold is Israel, you see. And he says, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one. Now it's not fold here, because there's more than one fold, but there's only one flock. And that's what it should be. There shall be one flock and one shepherd. And today he is calling out a people, both Jew and Gentile, rich and poor, bond and free, male and female, black and white, people from all nations, out of every tongue and tribe and nation, and there's going to be one flock, one shepherd. Then he says, all this is in the will of the Father. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. And friends, the Father loves him because he died for us. We ought to love him because he died for us. Now listen to him. He's making something very clear, not only to them, but to us today. He says, I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Now, if you'll note this very carefully, that at the trial of Jesus, and we called attention to it in Matthew, he was in full control. You see, he set the time of his death. He said he would die during the feast day. Now his enemies, the ones who arrested him, said not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar of the people. He was crucified on the feast day. Just as he said, he is never more kingly than when he approaches that cross. And he's in absolute charge. If you read the gospel records aright, you'll find out he wasn't on trial. The Roman government was on trial. The nation Israel was on trial. And by the way, you were on trial and I was on trial. And we were condemned to die in him, for he died for the sins of the world. He didn't have to die, friends. He did it willingly. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame. He had power to lay down his life. He had power to take it. No man could touch him unless he had his permission. Now, this, of course, caused people in that day, especially the enemies, to raise some questions. Verse 19, there was a division, therefore, again among the Jews for these sayings. And many of them said, he hath a demon, and is mad. Why hear ye him? Others said, these are not the words of him that hath a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind? Now you see that what he's saying here goes back to that incident of the fact that he opened the eyes of this man born blind. And the crowd there that day said, well, a demon could never have done what he did. And there was a division, you see, among the people. Some thought he was a demon. Others thought he was the divine Son of God, that he was the Savior of the world. And there's always been that division. Many believed, many did not believe. When Paul went to Athens, some believed, some did not believe. And when I preach, I find out some believe and some do not believe. When we give it out on radio, some believe and some don't believe. That's the way it is. And I'm not to expect it to be different than that.